The writing team seems to have been quite numerous. I mean, there was
Richard, me, Meera, Sanjeev, Sanjeev Kohli, who was working at Radio Scotland at the time. He's a presenter at the moment. He wrote some sketches. Anil probably wrote a couple. That's it.
So how did you all work together then?
Well, me and Richard went off. Oh, and we were the dedicated writers. Me and Sanjeev had to act in it as well, so I was double busy. And it usually worked out we would write, say, 50%. Meera would write 25%, Sandra would write 25%. Mm. She worked out almost exactly like that. So me and Richard would go off, write a bunch of sketches. Anil would throw half of them away. We'd go and rewrite, and that would be it. Sanjeev had series one. He had, you know, a glut of material from his stand-up acts and stuff like that. The way it started, actually, we all sat down in a pub and just talked about, oh, did you have this at home? Did you have that at home? Did you just common ground? And it was incredible. Incredible how much we had in common, to the point where Anil said, oh, did you guys have like old suitcases on top of cupboards? And, yeah, I did, you know, I did, yeah. And they're the suitcases your parents brought over to England, and they've just never thrown them away or anything. They're there, ready, waiting, you know. And like, instead of buying Tupperware, old ice cream containers and stuff, a bit of tape, masking tape on them saying, you know, January 1968, lamb. And everyone would have that in their freezer, you know. And Asian families also, they never buy a packet of crisps. They buy a box of 150 packets of crisps. And, you know, everything is supersized. And we just talked through all that, really. Just talked about all that stuff and thought, God, yeah, there's a load of common ground here. And then, as ideas, me and Sand used to go out, drink a couple of bottles of wine and come up with stuff. And I remember going to sleep one night thinking, my mum always says, I can make that at home, I can make that at home. And I remember, painful memory it was, of the first pizza joint, Pizza Hut, opening near me, near my parents' house. And I was 12 or something. And I was so looking forward to going there. And, you know, at the end of it, my mum just said, oh, I can make this at home. And I hated it. I absolutely loathed that. Then it became funny.
So it's first-hand experience then?
Most of it, yeah. Mm. I mean, some of it, I didn't even change the names of my family. The Coopers. That's my uncle and aunt. And their friend.
So do they recognise themselves?
I would have thought so, seeing as we didn't change the names. And where they live. I mean, there's a guy, Dinesh Kapoor. They're not Coopers, actually. They're Kumars, my family. But they liked it. So, you know, I think after a while they quite liked it. Dinesh Kapoor did like it. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, people used to call me Dennis Cooper at college and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, after a few years thinking about it, what they were doing was amalgamating. What they were doing was fitting in and, you know, being part of Britain and doing it as best they could. So in a way, I mean, they're a massive success story, you know.
So you wouldn't call that Uncle Tommy's then?
Is that the joke? No, it's the getting wrongism that I think is the joke. It's the being more English than the English that's the joke. Mm. And the Indians are far more English than the English because Indians are operating on a system of red tape and admin that died 70 years ago, I think, in this country. But you go and queue up in a bank in India, you'd be there, you've got to take a week off, you know. Take this token to that counter and then take this. Got that from the British. Mm. And here, you know, still in this country, they are more British than the British.